Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
About to meet a couple people who I imagine are at a 10, or at least I certainly hope so, but it probably wasn't a steady 10 at that. What a journey, the idea of getting married during this time, but plans had been made, and they went through with it in such a cool way. Joined now on the line by John and Christy Sims. Guys, thanks for joining us here.
No problem. How are you?
Doing very well. Okay, tell us your story, because you guys had a huge weekend wedding planned on March 14th, or this past weekend, right? And tell us about your planning and how excited you were for it.
That's a hard one. I mean, it was 2 years in the making. It was supposed to be a little over 200 people at the Union League downtown, so we were obviously very excited for it. It had been a long engagement, and we were looking forward to finally tying the knot and having the party we had planned, and the global pandemic had another plan for us, and so we made the decision the Sunday before, so 6 days before, to call it off. Call it seeing the writing on the wall or looking out for everybody else. We just felt like it was the right thing to do, given the circumstances, and we were still determined to get married last Saturday and have that be our anniversary. So we scrambled at the last minute to put together a small ceremony with our friend who married us and just our parents and siblings, and looking forward to throwing one hell of a first anniversary party next year.
That's a great idea. I want to hear more about the ceremony you ended up doing. The photos look incredible, by the way. If you want to see one of them, I got to give huge credit to Block Club Chicago. They did a great article on a bunch of other couples that got married too. And the story, even the headline is beautiful. Love in the time of coronavirus. I love Block Club Chicago. They're my friends, so please go there, because they're the ones that led us to you guys. Christy, walk us through the emotion. When did you start to think, uh-oh, this may not happen? And walk us through the emotions of that.
Oh, the emotions were everywhere.
Was it late February you started saying, I don't know, what's going on?
Yeah, I was really waiting, like, until March. And then when March came, I was like, oh, this is not looking good. And then, like, 2 weeks ago was when we really, like, sat down and started talking about it and having the conversation, like, okay, this probably isn't going to happen, or it's not going to happen the way we had planned.
What was that like? I mean, to actually put it in words and look at each other and say, this has been a long engagement we've planned, but in reality, this may not happen.
It was really hard. We just kept telling each other that we felt really bummed. Mm-hmm. Like, we knew we were going to still get married, but we were just bummed. But then after, like, talking to our, like, close family members and our close friends, we were able to kind of make some fast decisions about what we can still do and just kind of focus on making the best of the situation.
I have a question, and feel free not to answer it, because I know it's a personal one at that, but did these places work with you at all to get you some of your finances back that you had invested in this, or did you guys end up having to take kind of a hit on this whole thing?
Everyone has been really great.
Oh, good.
We all, like, kind of worked together to just postpone the original wedding we had planned. So that's scheduled for next March.
Oh, that's good. I'm sure they obviously wanted to keep that. I mean, they've got a lot of employees, too, that they're trying to keep happy, all these different places. Sure. And the thought of that you'll still have that party is cool. So mm-hmm. I'm looking at this photo on Block Club Chicago. Melanie Kane Photography took it. Shout out to her and their group. It's this beautiful. I mean, I lived in Ukrainian Village for 7 years. The porches in Ukrainian Village are like what Chicago is to me. Mm-hmm. Talk us through, like, setting this up and why you wanted to still go through with it and the beautiful ceremony that was.
Mm-hmm. I think that John and I have been together for 7 years, and we were looking forward to kind of this next chapter for a really long time. And we knew, like, we were still super dedicated to getting married. And it kind of reminded us, like, the important part isn't about, like, the big venue and the band and wearing the white dress. Like, the important part of the day is marrying him. And I think that's kind of what really kept it exciting and fun. Mm-hmm. And even though all the things we planned for, it still was our main plan.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just, I like, we didn't really like make plans for the flowers or like the candles. It just kind of happened. Like, it just kind of happened. Like, people reached out to my mom and to me and John's family and were just like, how can we help? And it just really turned out beautiful.
So, since it's radio, I'll paint a little bit of the picture. Just picture those porch with those elevating sides, on brick sides with the flat points. There's these gorgeous flowers and, you know, I don't want to say simple, but they're pretty. They look like they could be there on a summer's day anyways, and they cascade all the way up to the door. You look great, and both of you do. There's something, I know it wasn't what you dreamed of and what you planned, and you'll have that party in a year, but is there something about it that brought you two closer together, had you go through these trials and tribulations, and I don't want to say made it more special, but the difference in it, the change in it, can be a story that you can tell for a long time about your love for each other in this special day?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I think that's a perfect way to bring it up, because it did almost refocus. Not that I think we ever like lost sight of the main purpose of the day, but when all this happened and you postponed the party and you postponed the guests and all of that stuff, but still decide to get married, it highlights what was truly important about the day. And because that's all there was, you know, there was no party. There was no dinner. It was a bottle of champagne with our families and our vows. And it really just brought home how important what you are promising each other in a really special way for us. So while it certainly was not what we planned, I think will always be a fond memory that we share.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of like simplifies the day into just the bare essentials of what it is instead of the all the craziness that usually is associated with it.
Yeah.
Right. You hear stories about people's weddings, and it was like, I can't believe how fast the day went. Mm-hmm. This is a memory that, you know, is crystal clear in my mind because it's all it was. And if looking for a silver lining in it, I think that's it.
Hey, as someone that went to City Hall, got married, then had a bunch of people at a bar, I say that I love the way you guys went and did it. Did you guys have a honeymoon plan or anything that was supposed to be next?
Well, we were supposed to go to Europe in the fall. Looking like we're going to reschedule it and go right after our first anniversary. So we'll have the wedding, not redo, but the wedding we planned in March, and we're going to head to Europe for a couple of weeks right afterwards.
Not to put you guys on the spot, but I know a lot of people listening right now probably have a big old smile on their face. And as we kind of navigate through these dark and different times, any advice for people that have, like, you know, that want to throw a little pity party for themselves, which I think is okay? Any advice for people that, you know, your biggest day was upended and you still got through it? Any advice for folks out there who are listening? I know, putting you on the spot here. No big deal. Just give us therapy. Yeah, no big deal. Just make us all feel better. Go ahead.
I guess for me, like, what I just kept in the back of my mind was the day might not have been what we planned it to be, but it came out so much more beautiful, and I'm going to remember it a lot better and hopefully longer.
Mm-hmm.
Because we kind of we kind of let it up to.
I think the biggest thing is just remembering what's important, and that's what the day forced us to do. When we decided to postpone it, all I kept thinking about was what is important to me about last Saturday was marrying Christy. And so, you know, keep your friends and family and loved ones close and hunker down, and we're all going to get through this. But, you know, it's just focus on what's important, and all the other stuff will come through.
Christy and John, that's beautiful. Thanks for joining us here. We appreciate it.
Thanks much.
Thank you.
Yeah, no pressure, anyone. Here's some offer us some therapy here, Christy. I love both their answers. I didn't mean to put them on the spot there. Oh, what a cool story. And again, go to blockclubchicago.com or .org, wherever. You can just Google it. They have a story I love in the time of coronavirus. Chicago couples getting married under quarantine.